going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, Sersha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this is a story less so about what I dropped and where I dropped it. It's another hospital story.
All right.
I used to work for a hospital, and I worked in environmental services. So I handled all the trash, human waste, the... pharmaceutical waste, et cetera, all the nasty stuff you don't want the patients to
see. What was there more of, trash, pharmaceutical waste, or human waste?
Mostly linens.
That okay, was
the
that makes
main
sense.
Thing that floated through here, but after that, it was trash. It was a crazy amount of trash that comes from hospitals.
Okay.
So what I was doing was I was between our autoclave and our trash compactor, and these sat upon a grated floor. Underneath those grates was probably 3 foot deep concrete sump basin thing. And it's where a lot of runoff went. Steam that would build up and condense whatever drip down into the sump basin from the autoclave, which the autoclave boiled all the human waste and blood and whatnot.
Did that thing give off a stink?
It was like nothing else.
Okay.
You open that thing and it is instant and it's still steaming because it hits like 200 something degrees and it's just poo and pee steam right in your face.
All right.
And I'm working in between them. It's five foot gap between them, and I'm working. I got my earbud in and I tried to push it back into my ear because it was starting to slip with my shoulder. I bump it and it drops into that basin right beneath me between the grates. So I have to lift up the like 30 to 40 pound grate and get into that basin. And it is full of muck. This is like probably years of buildup of muck, trash, trash water, anything that came out of the autoclave. There's even needles in there from when the biohazard bags would break open.
Was this earbud that important to you?
It was 3 days old from the store.
Okay.
And it was one of the first things I ever bought with this job, and I was really happy to have it. Really didn't want to lose it. I spent 15 minutes digging around in that muck. Couldn't find it. There's a setting where you can, I don't know what it's called, but you can make your earbud push out a really loud sound to locate it. And I was doing that. I generally located where it was at, got down into the muck one last time, last ditch effort. I press the button to hear that loud sound, and I hear it above me. I look up. It is trapped in the grate.
Oh, man.
I spent 15 minutes digging in this muck, avoiding these needles and whatever else is down there. Who knows? And I didn't have to do any of that at all.
Dude, 50. And Jeez. Like I said, muck is a telling word because it means we don't know what it is, but it's not good.
Jesus.
And generally it's wet.
Concrete basin, and that's like light gray. It was black down there.
And is that pretty standard at any hospital I go to? That room exists somewhere?
Somewhere. I don't know if it's going to be quite that bad, but it's going to be somewhere. They've got to go. They got to send all that trash and stuff somewhere to be safely handled.
Yeah, I guess, man. That is, Jesus. Like I said, the word muck.
Muck, yeah.
You say blood, you say poop, you say pee, you say vomit. Like, none of that is good, but at least I know what it is. Once you call it muck, I'm like, okay, this is uncharted territory.
What did you drop, and where was the unfortunate place you dropped it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, back in college, me and my dorm mate, we, we're going for a little cruise, if you will. And, may or may not have had some non-tobacco products with us.
All right.
And we pull out of the college parking lot, and immediately behind us is a police officer. So, being the smart person that I thought I was, threw it out the window.
Brilliant.
Yes. Yeah, just a little, little white guy. And next thing you know, the cop just goes past us, no problem. So we go back to look for what I threw out the window because we're on a street, and we found it, but it was down in a sewer grate. Thank you, Mike, for reminding me what the name is.
Oh,
and making it a little quicker, we did some MacGyver stuff, and we were right across the street from my old soccer practice field, so went over, broke off a tree branch, chewed up some gum, put it at the end, and basically fished out this joint through the sewer grate, and then went and continued on our way to have our little cruise.
That was bad, man. That's pretty good MacGyvering.
Yeah, and I don't suggest anybody does that.
Well, big man, when you're in college and you're broke and it's a joint, you're going to do what you can to get that thing back. There's no question about that.
Jesus.
Dude, when I was living in Baltimore, I had a buddy, my buddy Weave. He still lived in the D.C. area.
All right.
Right, so it's a Saturday afternoon in the summer, right? So that ride's taking a little bit longer than it should. We're sitting outside eating crab. Same thing. He has a bag of weed. Gust of wind comes by, and it just blows into these bushes. And, I mean, he spent hours looking for it, right? Because, I mean, we're only a couple years out of high school. Like, he didn't really smoke in high school.
Right.
Like, he played 1 year down at South Carolina football. So, like, he's gotten into weed. He is pissed. And I remember, same thing, we spent miles, hours looking for that weed. We never found it. And finally, he just looks at me and goes, F it. Drive it back to D.C. And that SOB drove all the way back to D.C. To buy, like, an eighth.
Jeez,
and then drive all the way back.
He needed weed that bad.
Yeah.
What did you drop, and where was the unfortunate place you dropped it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
What's up, Brock?
How are you? This is unfortunate. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
Oh, Brock.
I'm trying to take you off speaker.
Oh, okay. There you go.
We appreciate it.
There you go. So, did you guys enjoy your vacation?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I hate it, man. Time off? Come on, Brock. We're better now.
I'm sitting on a beach in Mexico. Yeah, man, irritated the whole time.
Sucked.
Well, I'm on vacation right now. I'm actually south, like Eureka right now. So, yeah, we've 101. I'm just going up and down 101.
Just up and down. Okay.
I've done that. Not a bad drive at all, man.
No, on the way back in, I'm going to hit up the Oregon weed. Like, you know what I'm talking about, Miles.
I sure do. It's all I smoke.
So this is back a while ago, but just one of those things. I'm staying at a buddy's house. He has a place down in Ocean Shores, and I don't know the place very well. And it's like on the beach, great time. And then in the middle of the night, we lose power. And then I go to the bathroom, and I have my phone. It's like that, you know, light it up, and then so I'm watching myself pee, and then I just watch the phone go into the toilet, and yeah, it never worked after that.
Never worked. How long did you give it before you got a replacement phone?
Well, it was a while. It was back in the day. So I did the whole rice thing and then tried to, but it's like, it's seriously, it's like I was, it lit up for a minute. My toilet was lit with the flashlight and then it just stopped.
Yeah, I've been there, man. Like I said, 3 days. And everyone, at that time, they tell you not to now, but at the time it happened, put it in a bowl of rice. Put it in a bowl of rice. And it made no difference. It didn't do anything. Now I just read something recently. They're like, stop putting your phone in a bowl of rice. It's not going to help.
That was a huge thing.
I mean, it made sense. I said it'll absorb the moisture. Like, cool. Maybe it did. Phone still didn't work.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, my phone's dry. It still doesn't work.
Was it a phone? This was years ago. But I lost my entire wallet, and that was a pain in the butt.
Was that when we were in Portland?
Yeah. I couldn't go to a gentleman's club. Obviously, you need ID.
Right.
Like, I could get into a couple of the bars, because I was 27, 28, so, like, I didn't look young, but, like, strip clubs, you got to have an ID.
Absolutely.
And then, for years, I just didn't have an ID, because I never had one in the state of Washington, so then I had to...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Go back and retake all the tests.
Right.
I actually changed where I keep my microphone when I go to these auctions on like Tuesdays and Wednesday mornings.
You have to take your own microphone.
I do. Really? Yeah, I have my own microphone. It's really down in my car.
Is it red?
No.
Gold?
This one was.
Oh.
This one was a red microphone. At least that's
is it wireless?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no. Sorry. No, it is not wireless. It is. It can be hooked up. Anyway. I always kept it in my back pocket when I would walk in there, right? And I have something that I do before every auction that I do. I don't know why. It's just a tick at this point, but I drop something else off before I get started with my auction just so I'm good and comfortable, right? So I go to the bathroom, handle business, right? But my microphone is still in my back pocket.
Oh, no.
I have not flushed yet. I stand up and pull my pants up, and down it goes. My microphone that I was supposed to use that day right into the dog.
Is it done?
Soup.
Is it toast?
For me, it was. Okay. I was not about to use
it. You weren't
going to
try it?
No! I threw that flush damn it? Thing away!
What, you yeah, pulled it call. Out of the toilet.
Yes.
It's covered in turds.
Yes.
And then went to throw it in the trash.
Yes. And I walked up to somebody and was like, can I borrow your backup microphone, please?
Did you tell them what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
I tried to dance around it, but there's just no avoiding that.
Is that normal for the auctioneers coming up with their own auction?
Yes.
Or own microphone?
There's actually one dude that comes in on Wednesday mornings, and he has a gold microphone because he's an auctioreering champion.
Oh.
Excuse you, an auctioreering champion.
He's like the Eagle Scout of what you do.
Right. It's exactly right.
Yes.
How? Hey, there's actually a competition.
And what?
I've not been there, so I don't fully know what all happens.
Oh, Mike, you got to get in the competition, man.
God, no, I suck compared to these
guys. No, come on, man. Serious stand.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.